Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Hoops HD. This is our championship week video notebook.
Woohoo!
I guess it's day two because we've had
a day off, so I guess that day off didn't count.
Day two. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood, joined by the puppet David Griggs. Joby Fortson with us again tonight. This is the show where we will hit, as we go through the show later on in the week, we're going to do some news and notes in these shows. We're going to review all the conference tournament games, preview all the upcoming conference tournament games, update our survival board, and who knows what else we'll do. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did. And what we won't be talking about is what a crazy huge day it was with bubble teams, with protected seeds, with Baylor, Kansas, with a lot. Be sure and watch the Hoops HD report on Monday because it is going to be outstanding. But this is simply the championship week video notebook.
Yeah, we are going to after Monday night, we're going to do our last Hoops HD report Monday night. Starting Tuesday night, we'll start hitting on that, some of that stuff as well during these video notebooks as well, I think.
Yeah.
But we'll save that for Monday night. Things like Drake's loss, happened very recently as we start this, and the huge Kansas Baylor game. Some games we're watching right now, even as we record this. But, David, before we even get into the games, we have a little bit of housekeeping to do here.
Okay. Let's keep the house.
I don't know if you're going to like this or not.
What are you
doing? We gave you a little bit of a break, given that, you know, we had the day off yesterday, but it is time. It is now officially championship week. There is conference tournament games every day from today until Selection Sunday.
Of course, yes.
You're going in.
No, lock up the puppet bunker. We decided not to do that this year.
We are absolutely doing it. The key is in the lock. It's being turned.
No, Chad, I've told you a lot. Like, Joe Lenardi's in a studio. He actually goes home at night. Like, they don't just lock him in a prison cell the way you all do with me.
David, puppet bunker time is in effect.
No.
Enjoy it.
No.
You'll remain in there until we have a national champion.
Correct? No, I'm not going in.
Too late. But let's actually get to the games that were played today. How did this all get started anyway?
Like, why did you all just start locking me in a bunker?
Big South first round games today, and Joby, we had a pair of really fun games. Maybe let's start with the first one, which was actually the one on the bottom there, was the Hampton Presbyterian game, where Hampton jumped out to a big
win. I thought Hampton had this thing.
Yeah,
I thought Hampton had this thing locked up. I took my eye off, to be very honest, because of the nice lead they had. And all of a sudden you look up, you go, whoa, Presbyterians come back. The better team won at the end of the day. It'll be good for, Radford will at least, I think, get a challenge. Not saying they'll lose, but they'll at least get a challenge from Hampton, whereas Presbyterian, I think they spent all they had left was spent in this game. But it came down to the wire, and, Barnburner.
Yeah, I gotta give Owen McCormick for Presbyterian hit a shot and got fouled with about 9 seconds left to actually give Presby the lead. And then Raymond Bethea Jr. from Atlantic City, my backyard, hits the three with 2 seconds left to and that was the win there for the Hampton Pirates. Interestingly, a transfer from the other HU. He transferred from Howard over to Hampton, from one HU to the other HU. Those two play the battle of HU, of the real HU every year, even, David.
and again, within the, well, Hampton not in that conference anymore, but again, an exciting Howard, finish. Whenever you see multiple lead changes in the final 10 seconds, you had a pretty good game. Hampton, like you said, appeared to be comfortable. Maybe got a little too comfortable. Presby battled back. I don't think they're going to challenge Radford, Joby, not on the road. But still, they get to play one more, and they are 10 wins away from winning the national title.
And David, the other game, High Point and Upstate. High Point had it nicely most of the time, but Upstate just kept within striking distance, and it actually came down close. But, shout out to John Michael right there, 24 points and 10 rebounds for High Point in the winning effort.
Yeah, and it got them over the top, gets them into the quarterfinals, which begin Monday.
We begin Monday, and they get the honor of going to Winthrop and ending their season there. Tubby Smith gets one more game, right?
Yeah, they get to play one more.
They get the so what you're saying is today was the high point of their.
Hold on.
Can we put Joby in the bunker?
Let's take a look at the other conference that was in action. That was the America East, which had the three first round games. And David, I'll start with you on this one with the Hartford pod, which was just not real. I mean, Hartford rolled Binghamton, and Albany was up 20 on NJIT, who cut it to 8 with 20 seconds left. But
never surprises here. Hartford, we thought we would handle Binghamton, and they did. Albany actually looked pretty impressive. NJIT with a little bit of fight. I thought this one would be a little more competitive. Not that I was overly impressed with either team, but you know, Albany, and it kind of sets up that interesting quarterfinal game tomorrow between Hartford and Albany. Both teams looking pretty good today. Are we going to see a competitive game tomorrow? I think that we might.
And Joby, in the other game, Stony Brook had a 16-point lead in this game and looked to be cruising. And things turned around greatly in the second half by Lowell.
A microcosm of their game, of their entire season, to be very honest. Yeah, because a lot of us thought Stony Brook might have a chance of being, you know, up where UMBC and Vermont, yeah, you know, were, and it certainly last year they were. But the injuries have plagued them, and depth. And, you know, I haven't seen every Stony Brook game this year, but it wouldn't surprise me that finishing off games is one of the biggest reasons for the disappointment. And yet again, they failed miserably on that. And Lowell, you know, hey, you know, Lowell getting up, you know,
how about this?
Eligible to get into the NCAA tournament, given their best shot.
The first ever postseason win by the UMass Lowell program in their Division I history. This is the first time they ever won an America East tournament.
They've only been in Division I for a few years.
But they never won a postseason game before today. Obadiah Knoll with a big shot with 5 seconds left for the win. David, and now we get a pair of games tomorrow. These are the only two games on the entire conference tournament slate tomorrow. We have Albany at Hartford, Lowell at New Hampshire in the what is the America East quarterfinal round.
Yeah, and New Hampshire doesn't exactly have a long history of tournament wins either, or conference tournament wins. So for them to get into the semifinal, that's not ground that they're used to being in. So don't underestimate, you know, what this means to them. I think they will beat Lowell. Lowell winning their first ever game. Also, like, this is the first year that this conference has gone away from any sort of a standard bracket. Like, it's normally at campus sites as it should be. But, somebody that you almost never see in the semis is going to be in the semis, this New Hampshire UMass Lowell game. And Hartford and Albany should be a competitive game.
Teams look so good today. I think there's a real good chance that that's an even game.
Now, UMBC looked the best all year. I think Vermont had the best pieces, but never quite played up to their ceiling. I don't think either of tomorrow's winners go any further. Right. But when you're talking about building your program, UMass Lowell, this is sort of a next level game to be in a semifinal game on semi-national television. Okay, so it isn't there, but they're really playing for something tomorrow. I expect them to come out really big.
Well, Joby, do you see either of these road teams actually pulling off the upset, Albany or Lowell?
No, Albany, I guess, could, but it isn't. I mean, it's a Hartford, you know, and you know, Albany has shown sparks here and there throughout the year, but I think we're going to see chalk until the final, and then it'll be a very interesting final.
I don't know that we're really play for much of anything, either what we played today or what we're playing tomorrow in this conference. But
Albany and Hartford, I think, is going to be a very good game.
We could do a whole show tomorrow night just about these two games, David. Yes. So how about that?
And we'll be previewing a couple other games. But yeah.
That actually completes all the games to review for today, as well as all the previews for tomorrow. So I think we just got to move right on to what's next. How about the survival board update?
Yeah, we got to move on to that.
Let's see. Yeah, we should have the survival board coming up. There it is on the screen, hopefully, if I did things right.
Yep, and it's there.
And this is where we were after Thursday night's games. This was, you know, last time we were on, we were at 326 teams remaining with a chance to win the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
Now, in addition to the five teams that lost today, I would note that Jacksonville, a bit of a news, they got shut down. They will not be participating in the Atlantic Sun tournament. The Atlantic Sun tournament actually dropped from 9 teams to 8 because of their shutdown. So we lost them yesterday as well. As a result, let's see what happened after today's games. 320 teams left.
Yep, that's all that's left. So we're chipping them away.
Yeah, we're still a very big number. It will come down. We got to get down to 68. If we go four games teams a day, we're not going to get there.
Yeah. Well, we got to eventually. We're just down the one. But
Well, we got to get to 68 team of tournament. But David, this is also a tool that the NCAA tournament selection committee uses. Can you tell people what these means? The way that we see the various teams.
Well, yeah, you see, in right there in the ACC, for instance, you see some teams are in bold, some teams are italics, and some teams are just in normal print. The bold teams are the teams that the committee will select. And the reason they'll select them is they'll pull up this page, which is an invaluable resource for them. And they'll be like, well, Florida State, Virginia, they're in bold, so we need to take them.
Clemson just added to bold tonight.
Yeah, and Clemson in bold. And then you have other teams like North Carolina. They got off to a slow start. They're playing really well. Louisville, who got a real big win tonight against Duke, Georgia Tech sort of on the bubble. It's like, you got to look at those teams. Maybe you take them, maybe you don't. And then you have Notre Dame, Pitt. You just, without the auto bid, you just eliminate them.
So they still are alive to make it, but they have to win an automatic bid to get there.
Yes, yeah.
And if you're not on the board, so if you are, let's say you're NJIT.
Yeah.
There's no reason for the committee to even think about them.
Yeah, and I don't know if the committee even knows who NGIT is anymore because they're not on this board.
Exactly. What else do we want to do tonight? Are we done?
I think that's it.
Well, show me.
Chad, I will say we had a bit of centenary news to the.
Yes, why don't we go and hit that?
Yeah, and for those who do not know, the Centenary Award is given in honor of Centenary College, who
interesting use of the word honor, but yes,
whose futility led to the Centenary Award.
It's right here on the screen. You can actually click on it right here to look.
Yeah, the team with the greatest amount of futility gets awarded the Centenary Award. Well, for the longest time, Mississippi Valley State had the lead, but they darn near went in and beat Alabama State, so they got. They got pushed down. Idaho last night, they had it, but they had an impressive 12-point win.
Over a Montana State team that had been leading the
yes, sky over Montana State, who is in the running and, you know, was in the running for the conference title. So then it goes to the winless South Carolina State team, who today took down Florida A&M. Now, that's not great shakes, but it is a win. Unlike their conference mates, Delaware State, who was tied at the half against Coppin State, but Coppin State came through with the win to not throw the Centenary Award into disarray. I think as of today, Delaware State, who is sitting on an APR ban, has thus will not be participating much more, has the inside track.
Well, not only inside track, Joby, they are going to be playing Coppin State at home again tomorrow, 5 p.m. Sunday night. We may even mention this tomorrow night's video notebook. Right now, that is their last game scheduled for the season. They are done. So with a loss tomorrow, I believe they wrap up the award.
And they could. And lots of credit to them because they were not the front runners coming into the day. In fact, like about a week ago, we didn't think they were in the hunt for it.
But they were fourth.
Yeah,
they were.
But if you pull that up again, Chad, can we look at that page one more time?
Yeah, sure.
The Centenary Award, like
there it is.
Yeah. So here we go. 2011, no contest. I mean, they had the award named after them. I would say in the 10 years, this is the 10th year we've been doing this.
10th anniversary, yes.
Yeah. 9 have been pretty consensus. Like, they've been pretty much unanimous, but I still dispute the 2012
award. actually, this Delaware State, this would be their second award.
Yeah, they become
our third Chicago winner. State.
Yeah.
Chicago State, Grambling, well, both won twice.
Yes, in 2008, it was a consensus. It was not unanimous because Chad wanted to do something that was absolutely ridiculous. He wanted to give it to Pittsburgh, who had beaten them.
Well, Pitt was so awful at 18 that we ended up naming a second award for the Power Conference team. As you can see, we've given it to Pitt, Vandy, and Nebraska last year. I believe Iowa State is our leader at the moment for our Stallings Award among the Power Conference teams.
Worst it looks that way, yeah.
They have been pretty
and even if we counted, I would not give it to San Jose State this year.
Yeah, Iowa State has
always
been
is
really
a
bad.
Big debate.
Yeah.
Well, if we count the A-10, I mean, St. Joe's has really got a nice.
We've never really quite figured out what the rules are for these, yeah. For some of these things.
I think Power 5 Big East, but it's like a San Jose State. I think it's just Power 5 Big East.
Power 5, I think it's the Power 6 conferences. So,
yeah.
San Jose State, St. Joe's, they're going to have to compete for the Centenary Award if they want to. But
and damn you, Boston College, wiping away yet another chance at a trophy.
darn Boston College. Joby, any other final thoughts about anything that you saw tonight or today or yesterday or anything this season, honestly?
No, we will catch it. We will catch you on the Hoops HD report because we will go over, as mentioned, a wonderful day of basketball headed up by Baylor, Kansas, and we will go deep into the conferences, talk about who did themselves well for a bit, who did not. It will be one of the biggest, most momentous shows that you have seen.
Something like that. David, one other tab I do want to quickly point out to people before I let you finish things off here. If you go back to the website again, don't forget to check out the conference tournament tabs.
Yeah.
I am updating that as quickly as I can. All the brackets are going in there. We've had a few fields already announced tonight. We should have a few more that are coming out in a few hours here after we finish tonight. So by tomorrow, I think we're going to have the Ohio Valley and the, I know we're waiting for the Sun Belt and the SoCon. I think the West Coast is coming soon. So check out those conference tournament brackets. Great resource for them. David, why don't you finish out the show?
And again, in these opening rounds of under the radar conferences, they're in the grand scheme of things on superficially rather inconsequential, but in theory, all of them, everybody gets to play until they lose. And while they might not make the NCAA tournament, and they certainly aren't likely to go on a run in the NCAA tournament, these games are still fun to watch because these guys are playing to get to play one more day. That's kind of what's at stake. The opening rounds to games today were pretty fun, and that's why we cover them all.
They were. We are going to have a very quick – this was a quick show tonight. We're going to have a quicker show tomorrow night. Things will get a little more serious as we get towards Monday and Tuesday, and very serious by the middle end of next week. But on behalf of Joby Fortson and David Griggs, I'm Chad Sherwood. Thanks for joining us. This has been Championship Week Video Notebook Day 2. We'll be back for day 3 tomorrow, and who knows what's there. Have a good evening, everybody. We'll talk to you again real soon.